workers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hope you're all doing okay out there, despite these most unusual times, to say the least. This is week 7 of self-isolation for our family starting Monday. Aside from getting groceries for our family and my parents who are in a condo, we haven't done anything else, obviously, like most of you listening. And really weird, but getting used to it, I guess, and trying to stay productive, writing articles and, of course, hosting Tech It Out and doing a lot of TV interviews over Skype, which has been fun, but just feeling like I really want to go out and go to a restaurant and go to a concert and go to, you know, a hockey game or something. Anyhow, most importantly, I hope you're all healthy and your loved ones are as well, and we shall get through this. As we've done over the past month or so on Tech It Out, we'll be exploring several tech angles to the COVID-19 crisis. We have 5 segments this hour. They're all different. First, we're going to chat with Pinterest about how Americans are using the popular platform during the pandemic. After that, we'll learn about SureCall. It's a wireless booster for your home cellular connection so you can better work from home. And they have one for the car as well. Intel will join us to chat with us about their huge donation of $50 million to fighting COVID-19 and where those funds are going exactly and why. Sirona TV will join us. Sirona.tv. It's a box that turns a regular TV into a smart TV, but for seniors. So we'll learn how they can stay in touch during self-isolation and a lot more. I'm also going to share some great gear ideas for those working from home. All of this and more on this week's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick off the show. As you might expect, when most of the country has been mandated to stay at home, we're turning to social media to stay connected, informed, and entertained. And Pinterest, a very popular platform that encourages its users to pin content to a giant virtual canvas, if you will, they've recently added a few timely features tied to helping us all get through the COVID-19 pandemic. Joining us to explain, we've got Erin Ellefson on the line. She's a country manager for Pinterest. Welcome to the program, Erin. How are you?
I am excellent. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Likewise. Thanks for carving out some time to spend with us. Before we talk about COVID, tell us a bit about Pinterest for those who haven't yet used the platform.
So the purpose of Pinterest, our mission, is to bring everybody the inspiration to create a life that they really love. And so what that actually means is that everybody has this very basic need to be inspired. And the best way to be inspired is actually to discover things visually and see pictures. So Pinterest is really an online experience that helps you see, you know, pictures and other types of videos and ideas that really enriches your offline life. And what makes it a little bit different from a lot of the technology platforms people may use right now is that It's not really inherently social media. It's not a place where you go to follow celebrities or friends. It's actually really very personal. It's a personal media space where you really, really get to relax and take some time to really focus on the things that matter to you, the things that really inspire you as a unique individual.
Okay, I got it. And I called earlier the content that you would post to Pinterest or experience on Pinterest is a pin, P-I-N. Is that right?
Yes, that's a correct term. If you imagine a physical bulletin board, back when that was all we had, people might cut out pictures in a magazine and pin it to the board. That's really what Pinterest is in an online context.
And to what do you attribute Pinterest's success? I mean, it's really taken off over the last few years.
Yeah, it's really amazing. More than 335 million people around the world come to Pinterest to be inspired. And this really is a compelling place for them for a couple of reasons. One of them, as I said, it's very personal space. It's a very positive space. Because you're not, having to consume a lot of news and get involved in a lot of social comparisons, 91% of pinners say that Pinterest is a place that makes them feel positive and inspires them and gives them ideas for their life. And that's actually pretty unique. And that's why we've seen Pinterest engagement actually really go up, especially right now, as people look to be inspired more than ever as they stay inside.
Yeah, no doubt. Can you quantify that, Erin? How much has Pinterest user base grown, or the number of pins that people are consuming or posting?
It's really interesting. Pinterest has been hitting all-time highs in engagement over the past several weeks. Just last week, actually, searches were up 60% year over year, which is a really huge number, with new signups and saves also up about 30% each. So these are pretty significant data points relative to how many people are turning to Pinterest at this critical moment.
Right, right. And what are people looking at the most, do you think? I know you used the word inspiration a few times.
Well, inspiration can mean a lot of different things. I'm a mother of three who's not very good at cooking and doing some of the things that are my daily reality now. And so inspiration can mean for many people, how do I get through the day? Searches for working from home are up 3x. I just talked about my fear related to a kid walking in right now. People thinking about, how do they set up their home offices? 43% increase in searches for home organization. And so inspiration can really be about the day to day, the week to week. But what's probably been really fascinating and maybe not entirely surprising is that just more recently, in the past several days, we've seen people shift their behavior a bit, kind of get used to their new normal at home and finding ways to cope and adjust, and start to want to be inspired about the future in new and different ways, which, for me, actually means even though I don't know when my next vacation is going to be, I want to start to envision what it might be without even knowing a date, because that makes me feel happy and positive at a time that's pretty otherwise very challenging.
Yeah, great point. We're joined by Erin Ellefson, a country manager for Pinterest. We've got her on the line to chat about Pinterest, sort of Pinterest 101, as well as its recent growth, as you might expect, and of course, how people are embracing the platform during the COVID-19 crisis. I would expect, as I touched on earlier, craft ideas for the kids would be top of mind. In fact, I wrote an article for USA Today last week, shameless plug, on ways to use your computer printer to print out coloring pages and origami shapes, as well as things like connect the dots and even fridge magnets of family photos and things like that.
Absolutely. People have never had more glorious time with their kids right now. And people are definitely looking to Pinterest to figure out how to occupy them. And in many cases, there was a gap between the schools being closed and then reopening online. And so many people were trying to figure out, like, what do I do with the stuff I have in my cupboard right now? And in fact, just recently, I discovered that you could melt chocolate and put pretzels on top of the chocolate and create pretzel butterflies. You may want to try this one yourself.
I like that.
And I am not a crafty person.
How ironic, really.
Really. But like there, you know, there's a need to keep everybody feeling positive, including our children, and for them to feel some silver lining at the time where their lives have changed pretty significantly too.
Speaking of feeling positive, before we talk about Pinterest Today tab, which is something I wanted to ask you about, what about mental wellness related content? That must be up as well.
Yeah. So as I mentioned at the beginning, Pinterest really helps people feel better and stay inspired. They don't compare themselves to others. They don't read a lot of alarmist headlines. They go there to think about how to enrich their lives. And because of that, it's a positive corner on the internet, and more than 91% of people who use it say it's a really positive space.
Right.
So this behavior was true before, and now as we deal with this crisis, we are seeing people search in increasing volumes around, you know, for things like stress relief, calming quotes. And actually, when they do that, we actually have a feature called compassionate search, which we already had, where when you search for things that indicate that perhaps you're feeling anxiety and stress, we actually try to launch, you know, emotional well-being content so that there's things you can action right in that moment from emotional health experts. So it was already a positive space, and now it's becoming, you know, by necessity, a different type of space for people to go and think different kinds of thoughts.
And let's end off on Today tab, which is a new Pinterest feature. It's, as you said, it's a daily source of inspiration with curated topics, I understand, and pins that are trending. Can you elaborate a bit?
Yeah, so we had actually already been working on the Today tab, which was a more curated place to see content that really help you with what's happening in your environment today. And we fast-tracked that so it was ready because so many people were suddenly finding themselves in a totally different environment at home, at work, homeschooling, cooking, worried about what's happening, needing data from official health sources. And so we launched that, and what it really is just a curation of very, very relevant topics for your life today that might be different than what you would have normally, that different from your home feed, which is a more of a representation of life before all of this happened.
As my wife says, BC, before coronavirus. Erin Ellefson, thanks so much for your time. Wishing you well during these challenging times. And congratulations on the growth of Pinterest, and I'm wishing you continued success.
Absolutely, and hoping everyone stays safe.
You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. I'll tell you more about them after the break. We're going to learn about cellular boosters. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the ASUS ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 50 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotel. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-338-3814, 800-338-3814, 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. With most of us now working from home, you probably realize that it's not just your internet connection that might have needed a boost, but perhaps also your cell phone signal isn't good enough to conduct business. It can be embarrassing to be on a call and to be cutting in and out, or a dropped call altogether. And so we're going to talk signal boosters now with a company called SureCall. Joining us on the line to chat is Frankie Smith, Vice President of Sales at SureCall. Thanks for your time, Frankie.
Yeah, Mark, thanks for having me.
You're based in Atlanta, right?
I am.
Hotlanta.
It is. Hotlanta today.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, before we talk about your products, please tell us a bit about SureCall.
Sure. So we're a leading manufacturer of cell phone signal boosters to help people stay connected in their homes, in buildings, or while they're going in their vehicles. The company is founded in 2001 and based in the Silicon Valley area where we do a lot of the assembly of the products. We've been on the list of the Inc. 5000 fastest growing companies for 4 years in a row and won multiple awards for product innovation and hold a number of patents in the signal booster industry.
So what would you say then, Frankie, makes SureCall stand out among the pack? Obviously, there's other signal booster companies out there. What were your patents awarded for, or what do you think is your key differentiator when it comes to your products?
Sure. Well, certainly innovation. And one of the patents that we have is a boost. We had the first booster that was compatible with all carrier signal, the first true 5-band. And cell phone signal boosters, so something we're very proud about that launched 6 years ago. So that heart of innovation and dedication to providing and producing the best performing products, the most powerful amplifiers, and the most powerful boosters that meet the FCC limits, right? Because we want to make sure that when people have our booster that they're enjoying it, right? They are going to get the benefits out of it, that they're going to have good, solid coverage. They're not going to drop and miss phone calls, and they're going to have far better data streaming over cellular.
Okay. Why don't we start off with one for the home, which might be quite popular now that many of us are self-isolating and perhaps working from home. Let's talk about what your most popular model is right now.
Yeah, so we have a couple really popular models. The Flare, SureCall Flare 3.0 is a very popular model. As I mentioned, it's compatible with all the carrier signals. It helps bring signal from the outside inside, so you can enjoy your mobile devices without being interrupted due to weak cell phone signal. So whether you have a basement, you're working out of your basement now, or you've turned your dining room into your new office, we can bring cellular signal inside of those places to make sure that you can stay connected and ensure that you're being the most productive you can be.
And without getting too technical, how does it work exactly? Like, how do you set it up and what makes it amplify your cellular connection?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is an antenna that would go outside or in your attic that's actually capturing the signal from the cell tower.
Okay.
Bringing it in through a cable that goes into an amplifier that's amplifying that signal and then pushing that signal out throughout your home. So it's very transparent to the network. So your phone just sees their cell phone signal coming in. So I'm able to communicate. And so it boosts signal coming to your device and also boosts signal going back out to the tower to make sure you have a strong, reliable connection.
I don't know if you're talking on your cell phone right now, Frankie, but your call is really clear. So it sounds like it's working pretty well.
Yeah.
So it's called the Flare 3.0. How much does it cost?
The Flare 3.0 is $379 in the U.S. It lines up perfectly with a lot of the cottage season. People also teleworking now all over the place. So it's a good time to try to help people save some money as they need to work from home and go up to their second houses.
Is it hard to set up?
No, it's not too hard to set up. I mean, there is an antenna that, again, goes in your attic or outside and a thin cable that runs inside. Most of it's a fairly simple task for most of your DIYers. If a handyman's required, that, you know, in some cases that may be as well. But I'd say the vast majority of people that purchase a product, it's a DIY job on a weekend.
Got it. All right. We're chatting with Frankie Smith, VP of Sales at SureCall. They're the makers of various cellular boosters. We just heard about one for the home. Now let's talk about one for the car. May not be as relevant today, but truck drivers and others may still, you know, that's an essential service. They're still working, thankfully. So how could they ensure a better quality cell phone connection?
Yeah, so for the automobile, same type of scenario where you're driving in long country spaces or you're in areas where you constantly drop calls, the Fusion to Go 3.0 works much in the same way, where there's an antenna capturing signal coming into your vehicle with an amplifier and then boosting that signal throughout your vehicle. That's a multi-user device. And then we also have one, the Enrange 2.0, that's a single-user device where the inside antenna is actually in a dockable cradle. So your phone sits in the cradle, and it's being amplified by the signal, by the antenna that's inside that cradle for single use. So the Fusion to Go 3.0 is for the multi-user vehicle, and the Enrange 2.0 is for the single use inside of a vehicle. Fusion to Go 3.0, its inside antenna is a patch antenna designed to go on your dash or on the side of your seat, and it'll boost the signal inside, you know, the front bed of your car, front part of your car, so you don't have to have the phone right next to it. Whereas the Enrange 2.0, it's a little less powerful amplifier, but the antenna is inside of a cradle. So as long as your phone is sitting inside that cradle, it'll get a boost. So that's why it's single user.
And how much do these two models cost?
The Fusion to Go 3.0 is $399, and the Enrange is $199 in the U.S.
Okay. And then finally, the best website to learn more about SureCall or where to buy it online?
Yeah, in the States, you can go to SureCall.com, and in Canada, you can go to SureCallBoosters.ca.
Okay, SureCall.com or SureCallBoosters.ca, and you can order it from there as well, not just read up on the different models?
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Frankie Smith, VP of Sales at SureCall. Appreciate your time. Stay healthy.
You too, Mark. Thank you.
Hey, if you're on social media, such as Twitter, feel free to follow me for my daily tech tip of the day. I'm at Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C underscore SALTZMAN. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27-36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
To help us get through this global pandemic, many individual philanthropists and large companies are digging deep to fund various COVID-19 initiatives. And one of my favorite tech brands really stepped up to the plate with a $50 million initiative. The company is Intel. And so I wanted to invite Intel onto the show to share the what, why, how, and when of this generous pledge. And on the line, we've got Rick Echevarria, who's helping to lead this effort. Rick is Vice President of Sales and Marketing Group and General Manager of the Intel Olympic Program. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Thank you, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Likewise. All right, let's dive right in. Please tell us about Intel's ambitious COVID-19 combat initiative.
Yes, what we call the Pandemic Response Technology Initiative. It's Intel's latest effort and contribution to help the world as best as we can address this global pandemic, which is having, you know, such big implications to all of us in the world at large. This is incremental, Mark, to previous efforts that the company has led that includes a number of relief efforts, donations, employee benefits, and this is incremental to that. And the strategy behind this effort is to really bring together our customers, our partners, our employees, our expertise, and our scale behind three major programs underneath this initiative. The first of these is what we call the Response and Readiness Program. And that program is focused on helping make the necessary investments and provide access to technology at the point of care to speed scientific research and to help with other types of solutions, including monitoring type of solutions, telehealth, et cetera. The second program as part of this initiative is around online learning and helping provide access to those who really need access to technology, those are most in need. And then the third element of the program is an innovation fund that's really intended to enable us to partner, again, across the broad ecosystem to accelerate the development and the deployment of solutions that can address different challenges brought in by this COVID-19 pandemic.
Has this rolled out already, or are you doing this incrementally?
This is incremental investment from the company, and we have already put this initiative into work, into action, and there are a number of solutions that, as part of our announcement last week, we described, and I'll keep it at a high level, Mark, and free to ask questions in detail, but I want to highlight at least three of the solutions that we highlighted last week. We highlighted our work with the Medical Informatics Corporation. They have a platform called SickBay that uses our technology and is a solution that's intended to solve two problems, bring greater scale to delivery of care while enabling a better protection for those who are providing care. So that's one of the solutions that we included in our announcement last week. The second is work that we're doing in India with the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, as well as with their Institute of Information Technology, and this is to develop a number of solutions to achieve faster and less expensive COVID-19 testing, as well as to accelerate coronavirus genome sequencing so we can understand and work with India and the entities there to understand how to do better risk management. That we also announced a collaboration in the UK with Dyson to supply our technology for a new ventilator design that was specifically designed in response to the UK government response for help. And over the coming weeks, we will continue to invest and we will continue to share the progress we're making partnering with these and many other companies and partners around the world.
Fantastic. We're chatting with Rick Echeverria. He's helping to lead Intel's efforts to donate $50 million towards fighting COVID-19, the global pandemic. Before we shift gears, because I do want to talk to you about computer-related topics that are very relevant today with our work-from-home trend that we've been seeing, where can we learn more about Intel's donation and the breakdown of this huge investment?
We welcome the audience to go to intel.com, and in our newsroom, our external presence, we have information on our support in this global fight.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so it is true that many employees and students are now working on a computer at home to, you know, most of the country. I know in the States, 95% of the entire population has been mandated to stay at home, similar numbers in Canada. So for those looking to buy something, what advice do you give? And, you know, it would be remiss not to ask someone who works from Intel a question like this, but what specs would you recommend to future-proof your investment, you know, to make sure that the computer that you buy today is still going to be relevant in a couple of years from now?
That's a good question, Mark. And I think we're all seeing that as part of this work from home dynamic, that there are a number of things that seem to be very important as well. We're all experiencing this, right? I think performance, you know, as we are using multiple collaboration tools becomes very, very important. And then other aspects of the design of a computer that maybe we did not pay as much attention to, you know, well-integrated and high-quality cameras, speakers, and microphone interfaces. are all part of what I think has become our way of working today. And so those are all considerations for the audience, right? Look for, you know, latest and greatest in performance, because this may become a, you know, not just a trend, but the way we work moving forward. And I think we're all learning how important it is to have that ability to multitask, that ability to collaborate, that ability to deliver a higher quality presence online as you're using your cameras and as you're trying to get people to really hear you and understand you, the value of a well-integrated design with the latest and greatest performance and peripherals. I think they're all very important.
Yeah, that's a great point, Rick. We probably underestimated the significance of a webcam until recently, with video conference calls being the norm for people working with their colleagues remotely, to online classrooms and distance learning, even to socializing when you have some fun with your friends after you work or at school during the day. At night, you may want to get together with your family and friends. We're even using video cameras for church services and other religious ceremonies, and yoga and fitness classes and so on. So that's a good point. And of course, I really like how modern PCs are super thin and light, which makes it easier to carry around the home, and also versatile. Many of them have touch screens and are convertibles or two-in-ones where you can bend the screen back or detach it altogether. I love the versatility of today's devices with Intel inside. Rick Echeverria, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on this huge pledge to help fight the COVID-19 crisis. Intel.com for our listeners to learn more. And thank you again. Thanks for talking with us. All the best.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Not all laptops are created equal. Introducing the Asus ExpertBook B9450, a super thin and lightweight business-grade laptop that's powerful, durable, and secure. Weighing in at only 870 grams and less than 15 millimeters thin, the ExpertBook B9450 was designed for modern professionals on the go. And this laptop is powered by Microsoft's Windows 10 Pro and enjoys battery life up to 24 hours between charges. More info is at asus.com/US.
This week's tip from Drawn to Wildlife deals with the numerous benefits of getting outdoors. We will share those benefits right after this brief message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The benefits to getting outdoors by taking a walk, playing with the kids, or just sitting on the porch is numerous. Being outdoors boosts your energy, makes it easier to exercise, reduces stress, and can even help your vision. So try to get outside for 20 minutes a day and reap those benefits. To learn more about the outdoors, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. healvets.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. That includes its award-winning ZenBooks and VivoBooks, Chromebooks, and business-grade expert books as well. Love it. ASUS.com/US/radio for more info. Now more than ever before, because of self-isolation, seniors, especially those aged 75 and older, could really benefit from an easy and cost-effective way to stay connected with loved ones. And that includes video calling. And so we're going to hear now about a new product called Sirona.tv that works with your existing television. Joining us on the line to chat is Sanjay Chadha. He's the CEO of a company called Safety Labs. Welcome to the show, Sanjay.
Thank you, Mark.
So why don't we dive right in? What is Sirona.tv all about?
Sirona.tv, as you just mentioned, helps seniors 75 plus to stay in touch with family, friends, through the phone calls and video calls using their TV. So we made it very simple. What we did is we brought tablet and smartphone-like features to a senior's TV. So now seniors can use their TV to share family albums, play games, maintain their contacts, check weather. And not only that, we have a built-in voice companion called Sirona, which is just very much like Alexa, Amazon's Alexa, but for seniors. Sirona is a true companion. It cares for seniors' health. It helps them nudge and advise them in health matters and plays music for them and helps them check weather. So that is what Sirona TV is.
All right. So it's a device like a piece of hardware that you connect to your existing television. And I'm assuming it has a camera and a microphone, so you can use your voice to interact with it, and then the camera is for video calling. And it also offers things like games and news and other smart TV-like elements to your regular television, correct?
That is absolutely right. So it in some way looks like Apple TV, but created with seniors in mind.
And what does that mean exactly? You know, how are you tailoring this to that demographic specifically?
So we made it easy for people to use, and we brought in features which we believe seniors will benefit from. So a lot of seniors, as they age over 75, 80, and when they reach 85, they have difficulty using smartphones. But they still want to be able to check their family album, maybe even talk to their grandkids. So what we did is we brought those kind of features right on their TV with a box which connects to an HDMI cable to any existing TV.
So you use your voice to call up the personal assistant, and you can say something like, show me new photos or make a call to the grandkids, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. So for dexterity or for interface, we added two things. One is we provide a very simple Apple TV remote control, type remote control, so people can use a very simple remote control because it's not always comfortable talking, but you can also command Sirona to do actions, just like, hey, play Elton John for me, so it will play Elton John for you.
And what music service would that be coming from, for example, if you asked to play music?
So we actually license it from the players, other music players are licensed from, so we have a license from BMI kind of organizations.
Mm. Okay. So, Sanjay, how would Sirona.tv differ from something like Facebook Portal, which can also be connected to a TV to make free calls over Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp, and it has built-in Alexa as well. So is this like a similar kind of product? I think maybe some of our listeners know about Facebook Portal.
It is in some ways similar, but it's targeted only for seniors. It actually can not only make calls between members of Facebook, but it actually can make calls on a regular phone. So if you have a daughter who's traveling or a son who's driving around in the shopping center, you can actually call her on her cell phone, and she can actually text you. So that's how it's not only between the network, so anybody can join in with existing phones and text messaging.
So what video platform would it be, for example? If you did make a video call to, say, your daughter or grandson, what do they need on their end?
They would need our app on. For a video call, they would need our app. But to receive phone calls, it's just about just using a phone number.
We're chatting with Sanjay Chadha. He is the CEO of Safety Labs. They have a new product in the market called Sirona.tv. It's aimed at seniors age 75 and older. It turns a regular TV into a smart TV of sorts. Sanjay, I said in the introduction that especially now, as many of us have been practicing social and physical distancing, that a product like this could be useful in reaching out. How do you think the COVID-19 crisis could make this product even more relevant than any other time?
So COVID-19, as we all know, has been deadliest for our seniors. And, you know, for that reason, because of the low immunity, seniors are recommended to maintain social distance. And not only that, even isolate themselves. But isolation of seniors causes two major issues. One is that seniors need to be monitored, their health needs to be monitored on a regular basis. That has become more difficult now. And the second one is the social disconnection puts older adults at a greater risk of depression and anxiety. So those are the two problems which Sirona.tv solves. One is that our built-in monitoring of health enables us to collect their vitals, like their temperature, blood pressure, and now doctors can remotely talk to them and check their health so they don't have to come in the physical social distances.
All right, and then finally, how much does Sirona.tv cost?
So the kit, which comes with everything to get started, is $149, and then there's a monthly fee of $14.95. You can actually buy it right now for $129. That's our introductory price at Sirona.tv.
Okay, and then the website again is Sirona.tv. That's Sirona.tv. Is that based on the god, the goddess?
Yes, that is. Goddess of health.
There you go. I love it. All right, Sanjay, thank you very much. Good luck with this product and stay safe out there.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
I'm introducing new features for users to enjoy, and also technical support, right? Both paid and free technical support online and via call centers for users to get troubleshooting help or just understand the product. So those would be examples of the support that we've offered for Windows 7, and Microsoft will no longer offer that level of support for Windows 7.
Head over to support.microsoft.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Eagle, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
So as I mentioned earlier in the show, I was on TV last week talking about essential gear for working from home. As someone who has been working from home for the last quarter of a century, gosh, that sounds like a long time, I thought I would talk about some tips, which I'll get to in a moment, to really sort of maximizing the situation, optimizing your work from home experience. And before that, I thought I'd talk about some gear that I know I got email about because I showed it on TV on several stations across the country on Thursday. So I thought I'd share a bit with you now and answer some of the questions that I received. I showed a couple of devices from HP. The first one was a laptop called the Elite Dragonfly. It's an ultralight convertible business laptop. So it converts from a laptop to a tablet by bending back the screen on its 360-degree hinge. It's just over 2 pounds, so as I mentioned, really, really light. And I love the Dragonfly blue finish on this laptop. And there's tons of security. In fact, it's the first laptop in the world with built-in Tile support. So if you misplace the laptop, you just open up the Tile app on your smartphone to locate it. Love that. It also has a webcam privacy shutter, so you can kill the power to the camera when you're not using it for video chats for extra privacy. There's HP noise cancellation for clearer calls over audio and video. And 80% of all the mechanical parts of this laptop were made from recycled materials. Love that. Prices start at $1,659 for the HP Elite Dragonfly. I also showed an all-in-one laser printer called the NeverStop from HP. So it's a fast and reliable printer that's also a scanner and copier. I did say it's an all-in-one. But it's called the NeverStop because it seems like this printer never stops printing. It's got up to 5,000 pages out of the box, believe it or not. And reloads are only $16 for another up to 2,500 pages. And again, that's all in HP print quality. So it's less than a penny per page. It starts at $279 for the NeverStop laser printer. And I also kind of like the way it looks with its white finish. I think it would look really cool in any sort of home office. And then I showed and talked about Uma Connect. So this is a real game changer for SMBs, small and medium-sized businesses. It's a fast wireless internet connection and a cloud-based phone service in one. And again, it's affordable and reliable. You know, about 2 million businesses in the U.S. have poor internet service. So Uma Connect is a wireless alternative for fast internet and a super clear and feature-rich phone service that Uma is best known for, all in one. Again, that phone service is internet, so it's VoIP or voice over internet protocol, but super clear. And again, all those features that you want out of a business grade phone system. You can buy it outright for $5.99 or rent it for $30 a month. And then after that, the Uma Connect system is just $50 a month for the service itself. And that's, I believe, for 6 employees. And then you just add on from there. But really good bang for your buck for both wireless internet that uses cellular connectivity, actually, as well as a cloud-based phone system. Finally, let me get to those tech tips to working from home successfully, where you can not just survive, but thrive in this work from home environment. Again, leveraging all my years of experience for what it's worth. This is a purely subjective bit of advice. But number one is to try to segregate your professional life from your personal life. If you can, get to a quiet nook in your home. If possible, maybe there's an area where there's a door where it can be closed, and then minimizing any distractions like the TV or the kitchen, you know, that fridge is calling you. And also minimizing noise. If you're on a group video conference call, it can be embarrassing if you hear pets barking in the background or kids crying or what have you. So as best as you can, try to separate your professional and personal life. It's not always easy. I'm the first to admit that. But the better you can do that, the more focused you'll be. Then when you are working, make sure it's a comfortable environment. Have a desk or a table. Try not to like lean back in bed and work on your laptop. Ergonomically, that's not the best idea because it could have some wear and tear on your body if it's an awkward position or lying back on a sofa or couch. Try to sit up straight with your feet on the floor with a comfortable chair with good lower back support, and have adequate lighting as well. You don't want any eye strain. And also when you're making a video call, you want to be seen, not just heard, but seen clearly as well. So look, it's not rocket science. If you talk on the phone a lot, use a hands-free headset or even AirPods or whatever wireless earbuds you want, or regular earbuds, just so you're not trying to hold the phone between your head and your shoulder while typing on a keyboard at the same time. Again, not great on your body. So keep that in mind. And then finally, people ask me, do you dress up for work? Well, I don't technically wear anything fancy. Unless I'm doing some TV interviews, I'll wear a button down or sometimes like a blazer on top of a t-shirt, a nice t-shirt or something. But otherwise, you know, wear what's comfortable for you. Some experts say you should dress for success. Don't wear, you know, track pants and a dirty t-shirt. But that's entirely up to you. However you best work is what you should wear. And also for scheduling, some experts say you should wake up in the morning and start fresh. But if you are more productive at night after the kids go to sleep, if you've got them, you know, then do what works best for you. There's no right or wrong. It's really not a one-size-fits-all scenario, but I'm sure you'll do just fine working from home. And you can send me a note if you want to, tech@marksaltzman.com, if you've got any questions. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. And for more info on these products, you can go to killerapps.com. Hey, thank you all for tuning in to Tech It Out, and a huge thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on this program. Stay healthy, everyone. Please stay indoors, and I look forward to speaking with you next weekend on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ11 to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text EZ11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Is it time to reform the Pfizer program? Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks so, even though he says it's still a vital weapon against the attacks by foreign intelligence agencies.
What the Democrats, however, want to do is to basically dismantle it entirely. I think it has been an important tool to help keep us safe. We can reform it, but I don't want to eliminate it.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, McConnell says the coronavirus... With the coronavirus, he says, the U.S. has even less reason to trust China than it did a few months ago.
For those who had doubts about the way China operates, I think those doubts have been overcome by the experience, the lack of transparency, the lack of telling the truth that exacerbated this pandemic.
McConnell says he expects China to increase its foreign surveillance in coming months as it faces a global backlash over its role in unleashing the coronavirus. The earliest tropical cyclone on record formed this morning in the eastern North Pacific, about 730 miles southwest of the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula. It poses no threat to land. Even before the coronavirus hit, Keith Peters reports state supplies of stocks and masks and emergency supplies were sparse and dated.
Before the coronavirus outbreak, many states had only a modest supply of protective medical equipment. A review of more than 20 states found that many were still storing items that were left over from an influenza pandemic a decade ago and long since expired. Many states had not freshened their supplies because of a decline in public health funding and a growing dependence on just-in-time delivery in the healthcare industry. But states have found it difficult to get supplies quickly because of a global competition among areas that have been hit hard by the virus. Keith Peters reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Amazon is keeping all of its French warehouses closed for the time being.
This after an appeals court upheld a ruling saying the company hadn't done enough to protect workers from the coronavirus. Unions in France and beyond welcome Friday's ruling by the appeals court as a comeuppance for the online behemoth. It expressed hope that negotiations with Amazon management on new safety measures can start next week. The standoff has drawn global attention as worldwide demand for Amazon services soars because confined consumers can no longer shop in stores. Patrick Frost reporting.
Mexico plans to reopen automotive factories in conjunction with the U.S. and Canada, and while details will be released in the coming days, the government did say health safeguards will be in place to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, which caused Mexico to order the closure of non-essential plants several weeks ago. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Volvo and the truck division of Daimler say they've agreed to set up a joint venture to develop and produce fuel cell systems for heavy vehicles.
The two firms say they'll be equal partners in the new enterprise. Daimler Truck will put all its current fuel cell activities into the joint venture, and the Volvo Group will buy a 50% stake in the venture for around $652 million. The companies hope that joining forces on fuel cells will lower development costs and bring forward the introduction of fuel cells for heavy transport.
Jeremy House reporting. NASCAR team owner Richard Childress auctioning off one of Dale Earnhardt's number three cars to raise money for the coronavirus relief effort. It's the only time Childress has sold or given away an original number three from his personal collection. The eBay site for the auction doesn't list a deadline for bidding. Earnhardt died in a crash during the last lap of the Daytona 500 in 2001. More at townhall.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your setter acting a bit sedated? Are your calicos enjoying your company? Does your bulldog need a break from you? Well, if you love animals, I know you do, care about wildlife and the environment, want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you? If you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve your pet's lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. That's right, the place where we absolutely, positively love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping, digging, humping, your cat's not using a litter box, hates your wife, keeps you up in the middle of the night, scratches your favorite chair, you got the idea. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. Just a reminder that everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air will be getting an incredible gift. Not for you, but for that beautiful dog or cat looking up at you with those adoring eyes as I speak. If you're new to the Pet Show, many of the items I give away are $25,
$35, $40, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions. And at the same time, if you get through to me live, an incredible gift will be on its way to you for your best friend. Let me tell you what the phone number is. I guess that's a good start. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. One more time. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away as well. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, you know by now that I never get through all my topics because your questions, your phone calls are always my priority. So coming up on today's show, if we have time, and I'm going to tell you about something special I'll be doing in a week if we don't have time. What are you and your pets in for when the corona pandemic is over? How are your pets going to react when everyone is gone and they're left alone after a bit of overdependency on you? We'll talk about that. Also coming up on today's show, speaking of the coronavirus, dogs may now be able to sniff out COVID-19, something I'm very familiar with, having trained the first detection dog to detect epilepsy in the United States, probably in the world, probably 1982 or 1983, so something I'm very familiar with. Also, is your favorite cat being destructive, acting out? It could be that they miss you. I know what you're thinking, but even if they are overly vocal or not using their litter box, it may not be their fault. It may be they're missing their mom and dad. We'll talk about that. And do you understand your dog or cat's language? Do you really understand what they are saying? Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, your dog's not housebroken, he's suffering with separation anxiety, your dachshund's depressed, chasing anything that moves, they hate other dogs, your cat just scratched your favorite chair, and your dog honestly believes that anything that moves, even if it doesn't move, anything he sees, he must hump, give me a call. That's what the show's all about. Helping you cope with your pets, more than likely, helping your pets cope with you. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. And the question of the day is, do you talk to your pets in their language? Now, I get down on all fours. I have no cats at the moment, but I've had hundreds of cats in my life, and I meow and play with them in their language. My two new guys, Molly and Willie, I get down and I snuggle and bark and play and roll and growl with them. So am I crazy? That's not the question. The question is, do you talk to your pets in their language? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255, the way to get through. How about we start out with David today? Hey, David, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, I really appreciate you taking my call, Warren. Hope you're managing okay during this crazy time.
Hey, I'm stuck in my house with two adorable dogs in a backyard. I could not be better off.
Oh, I'm totally there with you. So I know my cat loves me, but he loves to rub his face and roll around in my discarded underwear. I leave it on the bathroom floor if we can do that. But he just loves, like, it's catnip, and wrestle with it and just roll his face in there.
Yeah, let me explain to you why, okay? In the wild, for an animal to survive, they have to blend in with the scent of the environment. For example, if you take a dog or a cat to a dairy farm, they're going to roll around in the poop of the cattle because instinctively to hunt, not to be hunted, they have to blend in with the smell of the environment. So that's very, very common behavior. Now, they're not going to roll around in fresh underwear because that's not where the scent is, and especially the scent, please take this the right way, everyone, the scent in the groin area is very indicative of things going on physiologically with us. So that's very, very common behavior. If you're asking me to stop that behavior, David, it's really easy. I can stop it in one word. You ready? Get yourself a hamper.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, that's instinctive behavior. Anytime you play with that instinctive behavior, there's other things going on. But people are always asking me, why is it I take the dog to the park and he sees raccoon poop and he'll roll in it, or he'll roll in another dog's poop? But if you think about that, instinctively in the wild, if they smelled like the environment, they were less apt to be picked up by predators, and less apt to be prey. But at the same time, instinctively, if the dog or cat were hunting, if they smelled like the environment they were in, they'd be much more successful hunting than if they smelled just like a dog or cat. Does that make sense to you, David?
I thought it was because he loved my scent so much that he just couldn't get enough of me.
Don't get carried away, David, okay?
Now, I have another cat who loves to come in and be at my feet when I'm in on the toilet doing business. It's like when I'm doing business, that's when she trots in and wants to be affectionate. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, there's two things you need in your household, David, okay? Number one is a hamper, and number two is a door on the bathroom, okay? Those are the two things that David really needs in his house. Both common, both very common. That's why when people call me on the show and their cat is having accidents outside of the litter box, very frequently those accidents take place in the bathroom, especially if there's a man in the bathroom, and I'll tell you why. We're not really great aims, and so ties the scent in there is attractive to the cat. So anyway, if you want to stop it, close the door, get a hamper. I'm not going to stop it in terms of that, but I am going to do this, David. I am going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you, David. Let's see, what do I want to send? You know what I'm going to send you, David? I'm going to send you a T-shirt. It says, none of my friends walk upright, okay? Wear that around. Just don't throw it on the bathroom floor. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Now, that may have sounded to some people out there, Tony, when I get to you, Pat, Sam, that may have sounded to some people out there like a really strange or a really weird question. But as a behaviorist, with as many years' experience as I have, well over 35, bathrooms are very attractive to our pets because our scent is in there. Usually takes place that there's a younger boy in the household because, as I said earlier, they're not great aims, and they miss a little bit, and the dog comes in or the cat comes in, and it becomes a territorial thing. But in terms of the way that the cats were responding to him, it was basically instinctive behavior kind of blending in with the environment. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. You know what? Let me do this. Let me take a quick break so we don't get behind. When we come back, we got Tony in California, we got Pat in Delaware, we got Sam in Washington. We're going to get to all your calls. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Now, every week you hear me talk and brag about Lucy Pet Formers like pet food and how it's exactly my food of choice for my own guys, Molly and Willie. But the benefits of Lucy Pet Food go way beyond that, and here's why. In fact, I want you to hear specifically from my friend Danny Cass. And by the way, you hear Danny, but Danny's a good friend. He's the senior canine officer at the Oxnard Police Department. But many, many police departments, many organizations and rescues all across the U.S. and Canada are now using Lucy Pet Formers like pet food for many reasons. I want to talk to Danny first. Danny, I know you've been working with police dogs for well over 20 years. And let's face it, it makes common sense, just like with people. If your dogs feel good about what they're doing, they're just going to behave that much better. But specifically with your guys, they have to be physically and mentally in tip-top shape because every time they go out on patrol, it's your life and their life and my life possibly on the line. So let me ask you a question. With all of the different dog foods on the market and cat foods on the market, why is it that Oxnard Police Department canine unit and literally hundreds of canine units across the country are now choosing to feed Lucy pet food? And what are some of the actual benefits you and your canines have seen?
I've been trying different types of food for about 20 years. And when I started using Lucy Pet, I immediately saw a difference in the dog's drive, how healthy he is, how happy he is. At times, we're actually using the food as a reward system while training the dogs because they like it so much. These dogs are running at a high level all the time. And sometimes when we're out on a call, we got one shot at it, and we got to get it right. We got to make sure that dog is healthy and happy and ready to go.
Hey, Danny, I really appreciate what you guys do, the amazing work you and the dogs do every day keeping us all safe. And I want to thank my good friends over at Lucy Pet Formers Life Pet Food for keeping those dogs healthy and happy. But listen to me carefully, everyone out there, this is a special deal. I don't know how long it's going to go on, maybe just for a day or two, maybe a week at the most. But now is the time. If you've been thinking about checking out Lucy Pet Food, listen carefully. I want you to log on to LucyPetFood.com. You know, my friends at LucyPetFood.com are always looking for ways to help pet guardians in these difficult times. And they have a very special thing going on, a special event for my listeners. If you log on to LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com today. That's LucyPetFood.com. And you type in the promo code Warren20. That's my name, W-A-R-R-E-N 20, Warren20. And listen to this. Not only will you get 20% off your entire order, not just one item, not just two items, you'll get 20% off your entire order. And I just spoke to the owner last night, and we had a conversation. So now, not only do you get 20% off your entire order, but shipping absolutely free. So there's no reason Lucy Pet Food is not in your dog or cat's dish. Check it out today. Promo code Warren20, 20% off, as well as free shipping. That's LucyPetFood.com, LucyPetFood.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms, and now they need our help as we all fight the coronavirus. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals, and during their greatest time of need, their family, hospital volunteers, and staff can have little or no contact with them. Being alone can be terrifying, but we all can help. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. We invite you to join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for nearly 50 years. HealVets.org.
I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals, and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets, too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
On Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth, with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs. You can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches. Your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. realbusinessbargains.com.
horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk
of
to
of course
robots.
A horse is a horse. Hey, we are back on The Pet Show. My name's Warren Eckstein. If you want to find out why your dog is jumping or humping or digging, you take him for a walk, he turns into Cujo, your cat keeps you up at night, looks at the litter box and says, pee in there yourself. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, you've come to the right place. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. And let me just remind everyone, if you're a new listener or a regular listener, everyone calling into the show today and getting through to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. As you heard me say, many of the items are $25, $35, $40 and more. I got my Hugs and Kisses supplements, Lucy pet food, those t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright, copies of my behavior books, Cat's Incredible Litter, Art Pursuit Gold, Mushroom Max, and Hemp Seed Oil. So everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get one of these gifts for their best friend. Again, that number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And if you answer the question, I'll also send you a gift. Do you talk to your pets in their language? I want to know. Give me a call, 877-725-8255. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony, welcome to The Pet Show.
Yes, hello, Warren. Very nice speaking with you. I've been listening to you, I think, ever since you started in Los Angeles. How many years ago? About 25 years ago?
How about 35?
Probably true, but I've moved around, so I wasn't too sure. My question is, I am very fond of Cocker Spaniels. I've had them in the past, and I love the English Spaniel over the American. And I was wondering, you mentioned something about adopting certain breeds, and is there a place that I could get in touch with about...
Yeah, you have come to the right place, Tony. You know, a lot of people are unaware of this, but specifically, let me just state this for the record. 25% of all dogs at shelters and rescues across the country are, in fact, purebred dogs. That's number one. Not that I care if they're purebred or not, but some people do. Now, if you really like the English Cocker Spaniel, the Engie, or the American Cocker Spaniel, what you can do is if you go online and you're in Los Angeles and you look at Cocker Spaniel Rescue, you just Google Cocker Spaniel Rescue, Southern California, you're going to come up with a list of rescue organizations that specifically focus on Cocker Spaniels. Now, I'm assuming or I'm hoping you don't necessarily want a puppy, do you?
No, not necessarily.
You can take a year old. Yeah, a year old, maybe a two-year-old, maybe it's a situation. Yeah.
5 years old, yeah.
You're exactly what they're looking for. So, Tony, here's what I want you to do. What I'd like you to do is go on, you know, go to Google, type in Cocker Spaniel Rescue, Southern California. You should get a listing there. If not, you can go online again and just look up Cocker Spaniel Rescue without putting California, and you'll get the name of the National Cocker Spaniel Rescue Club, and they will give you a list of organizations in the area where you live in Southern California so you can go adopt the dog, and that's exactly the right thing to do.
Let me ask you, what is your opinion about the English Spaniel?
The English Cocker, they call them Engies?
I love the look of the English Spaniel.
Yeah, you know, the white and the black. They're absolutely adorable. I love the English Cockers. I worked with them in Europe. And, you know, what you put into a dog, I stay away from sounding like Archie Bunker in terms of breedism. What you put into a dog is what you're going to get out. So whether you get a Cocker Spaniel or an English Cocker Spaniel, doesn't make any difference. What you put in is what you're going to get out. But, Tony, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, Tony, and I'm actually going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. So it doesn't make any difference if you get an English Cocker Spaniel, an American Cocker Spaniel. Let them read the book alongside you, and you'll be fine. But adopt an older dog from a Cocker Spaniel rescue. Try it out, Southern California. You'll be my best friend. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Me and you and a dog.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Delaware, we got Sam in Washington, Sharon in Idaho, Todd in Tennessee. Let's start out right now, though, and we are going to Pat in the great state of Delaware. Hey, Pat, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, I am so happy to talk to you. I listen to you every week, and I've been very happy with the suggestions you've given me.
Well, I appreciate that.
I have an almost 11-year-old female pug. We love pugs. We've had a lot of them. And she's licking right above her toenails on her paws, and I don't know if that's allergy or what to do. And I was wondering if you had a suggestion. I don't like chemicals.
Yeah, it could be an allergy. You know, lots of times it depends on where they're licking. For example, very often if they're licking the bottom of their feet, it's more of a contact allergy. You know, they're running around on the grass. Is it something that goes on all year round, Pat?
It seems to be. As she's getting older, to be, but it's more.
Do you have a gardener or anyone that comes and puts any type of fertilizer or anything down on your lawn?
No, my husband's pure organic. He has a compost and everything. He won't let anybody on.
My kind of guy. Anyway, here's what I think it could be. Number one, it could be an allergy or it could be boredom. And so there's other two things you need to take into consideration. What I would do is really, this is a conversation you might want to have with your vet. What I'm going to do, though, is I am going to send you some hemp seed oil specifically made for allergies. Okay, it's made by my good friends right here in Temecula, California. It's a company called NatureVet. So I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil. Now, there are products on the market. For example, there are bitter sprays you can spray on the paw to prevent the dog from licking. But I think at this point, let's find out why he's licking. Is he bored? Is it allergies? The fact that you're telling me, it kind of seems to increase a little bit more certain times of year. It says to me allergy. So that's why I'm going to send you the hemp seed oil, but you might want to have that conversation. Is it sore at all or just wet?
Say again?
Does it get sore where he's licking?
Oh, yes. Yes, he can. She can lick it, Gracie. She can lick it almost red.
That can become what's called a lick granuloma, which is really more difficult to get rid of. So I think at this point it probably is an allergy. I'm going to send you the hemp seed oil, but I would definitely have a conversation with your vet. Maybe just some quick medication to get rid of it and knock it out of the system is the way to go. But it sounds to me like it's an allergy. It could be boredom, but it sounds to me like your husband and you really give the dog everything you have. But if it is boredom, sometimes a dog will lick consistently the same way we might have a glass of wine or crack our knuckles. When a dog licks, it's a way of alleviating stress. So it could be stress relieving at the same time. Maybe you guys are spending too much time in the house with the dog, or I would have it checked with the vet. But in the meantime, Pat, I want you to give me a call back in a few weeks. Let me know where you are. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you some hemp seed oil made specifically for allergies, but I do want you to check with your vet. You know, of all the questions I get asked on the Pet Show, that's pretty common. I had one this morning on my Los Angeles show specifically about licking paws. And, yes, it could be contact. It could be an allergy, the top of the foot, the bottom of the foot. But it could be other things, too. It could be a thyroid problem. That's why I say check with the vet. It could be boredom. It could be a way of alleviating stress. A dog uses their mouth the way human beings like you and I use our hands. It's a way of alleviating stress. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let's go to Sam in Kenwick, Washington. Hey, Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Warren?
I'm doing great. What's up?
Well, about a month and a half ago, we adopted a dog from a rescue.
Well, thank you for doing that. Really, thank you for doing that.
And we were happy to do it. We've had a lot of luck with rescue dogs. She is Heeler Jack Russell, and the problem we're having, well, we're having two. One, she, for some reason, is scared to death of me. I thought it might just be a guy thing, but she loves my son. She loves my grandson. She follows my wife around.
Let me stop you for a quick second. Sam, do you wear a hat?
No.
Do you have a beard?
Nope.
Mustache?
Nope.
Long hair?
Nope.
Okay. Now, from just talking to you for the last couple of minutes, I do notice you have a pretty deep voice.
Okay.
So your son probably doesn't have a voice that deep, and obviously your grandson doesn't. It's very, very possible that where the dog was before you rescued her, and again, bless you for doing that, she was either abused or yelled at by someone who also had a deep voice. So here's what we need to do. When you're not with her, first of all, I want you to leave unwashed articles of your clothing around the dog. So she gets so used to your scent without you being there, there's no fear. And the next thing I want to tell you, and this may sound a little ridiculous, but follow me, Sam, because I know you love this dog. If you can make a recording of you talk, what's the dog's name?
Libby.
Flippy?
Libby.
Libby, okay. Libby's close enough. If you can make a recording, say, hey, Libby, and talk in a little bit of a higher voice, not so much like, hey, Libby, how you doing? It's Pop. I can't wait to see you. Hope you're, in other words, just for a few minutes every day, if she can hear your voice without you being there in a non-threatening way and has the scent of your clothing there, little by little, she will adjust. And the reason I asked all those questions is over the years, I've worked with dogs that were adopted that loved everyone but panicked when a man with a hat came in because he was abused by a man with a hat or a man with a beard. That's why I asked that. But it sounds to me it's possible that it's your voice. It's possible she was abused by another guy with a deep voice. So getting her desensitized to the sound, number one, and the scent, number two, I think you'll be absolutely fine, Sam.
Okay. The other thing, if I can, real quick, she chews my wife's shoes. She has a lot of toys, plays with those, chews those. She won't chew my shoes, but she'll grab and chew my wife's shoes.
Maybe your wife's feet smell better than yours. That's probably what's going on here. Here's what I would do at that point. Okay, I would take one of your wife's shoes. I would use one of those bitter sprays. Leave that shoe around as a decoy. So whenever the dog goes to grab your wife's shoe, it's a bad taste. Have your wife put all of our other shoes away for now till we're over this. So what we're doing at this point is we're letting the dog know that when she's chewing on a shoe, it's bad. The worst thing you can do is when she's chewing on a shoe is take the shoe away and give her a toy of her own. Because then you're telling the dog, if you want a toy, chew a shoe. So have your wife take an old shoe, saturate it with one of the bitter products, leave it around. That's going to make all the difference for you. Sam, what I'm going to do also, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, is let's put Sam on hold, and let's also send Sam a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And the reason I'm doing that, there's a whole chapter in there specifically on chewing. Bless you for adopting that dog. I really admire you guys for all the dogs you adopt, and I promise you this will work itself out. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. If not, we'll go a little bit further. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to all your phone calls. You know, if your dog or cat's constant itching and that scratching and those hairballs are really, really stressing you and your pets out, listen to me carefully. Over 35 years ago, that's when I first started talking to you on the Today Show, Regis and Kathy Lee, the Letterman Show, the Mickey Mouse Club, and on radio. And the one thing I heard from you over and over and over is, Warren, our cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, excessive shedding, itching, hairballs. So solving those specific issues was exactly my inspiration for developing my own, yes, my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. You guys know me well now. I work with the top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And yes, now my own Hugs and Kisses has been a healthy daily treat for literally generations of dogs and cats. But don't take my word alone. I urge you to go to my website, thepetshow.com. Don't forget thepetshow.com. And you can read all of the five-star, and listen to the word I'm going to use, five-star verified testimonials on my site. Just read those testimonials at thepetshow.com. So, if you want to control your dog or cat shedding, if that dander, that dry skin is really making you and your pets crazy, and your cat is totally devastated with hairballs, well, relief, really is just a click away. Visit my website, thepetshow.com, and hear all the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. And remember, there's two different formulas, one for dogs and one for cats. While you're there, you can watch my webisodes on behavior, see some amazing articles and videos, all for free. So log on to thepetshow.com, that's thepetshow.com, or call my office directly at 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. That's 1-800-430-4847, or log on to thepetshow.com. And here's some exciting news for you guys. If you're on Amazon, you can now get my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So if you want to keep your dogs and cats healthy, log on to thepetshow.com, call 1-800-430-HUGS, or simply log on to Amazon.com and order your Hugs and Kisses there. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I think I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Back on the Pet Show on Morin X. And I want to share some information, then we'll get back to the phone lines here. We got plenty of time, another hour to go. 877-725-8255. But listen carefully. What are you and your dogs and cats in for? You know, when the pandemic is over, and it's going to be over sometime, how are your dogs and cats going to react when you're gone? Let's be realistic. While the coronavirus, COVID-19 imposed lockdown, and it may be frustrating to some people, our dogs and cats have actually been enjoying it for the most part because of that constant companionship of their guardians. But with such an overload of quality time with their families, dogs and cats are building up a huge reservoir of over-dependency. Separating themselves from their pet for 30 minutes at a time, several times a day, is really important. So even though you're home with the dog, because sooner or later you're going to have to leave the house again, even though when you're home with your dogs and your cats, do what I do. Go out in the yard, go for a walk if you can, just for 30 minutes at a time, several times a day, so when you do have to go back to your regular situation, your dogs and cats are not as panic-stricken about you leaving. Also, consider how dogs respond to the return to daily life. Increase in pet adoption numbers. So there's a lot of dogs that have been fostered and adopted during this COVID time, and that's really good. However, many of these dogs that have been adopted, many of these dogs that have been rescued, they've never been left by themselves before. So since the day they were rescued or adopted, they've been with people. So getting them used a little bit of being left by themselves is critical as well. You know, with all of the amazing people, as I said, adopting and fostering these dogs and cats, the concern is that because many of these pets have never been by themselves, especially in that new environment. So take that into consideration. I want you to mark this down on your calendars also. I haven't done this before, but coming up this Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, I want you to log on to Facebook.com/The Pet Show. Facebook.com/The Pet Show. This is this coming Tuesday at 2 p.m., which I believe is going to be the 28th. I have never done this. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be doing a live Facebook with you, Q&A, also sharing a lot of information about dealing with COVID-19 and your pets, something that a lot of people have not heard about. Can you get it from your dog or cat? Can you give it to your dog or cat? What about those lions and tigers that got COVID? What are all the dangers? That'll be coming up this Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. I'll share more information on my Facebook, but that's going to be at Facebook.com/The Pet Show. Facebook.com/The Pet Show coming up Tuesday, the 28th at 2 p.m. The phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Listen to me carefully. I want you to really help these people out. Many of you listeners have expressed your concern to me about the over 1,500 animals at Delta Rescue. With a mandatory stay-at-home order, how are they managing to care for all of those 1,500 animals? Well, after checking the temperature of every staff member, my good friend Leo Grillo, Delta's founder, offered them special incentives to isolate at the sanctuary to remain as safe as possible while caring for all of Delta's 1,500 animals. The rest of the staff not allowed to come to work and endanger the lockdown staff. So, Delta Rescue really, really, really needs your help right now. It's an emergency. This lockdown is a major financial strain, and Leo, for the first time, is asking his partners just like you to support his life-saving decision. Delta, by the way, is committed to keeping their animals safe no matter what. I want you to go to their website, not tomorrow. They need you today. DeltaRescue.org. DeltaRescue.org, and donate there. That's what I just did last night. Donate at DeltaRescue.org. You can pay by PayPal, credit card. In fact, some of Delta's staff is living at the office just to handle your gifts and phone calls to keep those animals safe. Remember, until Delta rescued all of these animals, they had been let down by humans thrown out in the forest, the woods, all across the U.S. So please help support Delta Rescue like I do during these most challenging of times. I'm donating. You should donate. I hope you will today. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org, or give them a call at 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to break in a minute for the top of the hour, but Pat, Sharon, Todd, and Sue, you'll be my first calls coming back. Be patient with me. I got great gifts waiting for you. If you want to give me a call, I do have one line open, and that phone number is 877-725-8255. Just a reminder that everyone that calls in and gets to me live will, in fact, be getting a great gift for their dog or their cat. And the question of the day is, I'm surprised I'm going to get more response from you guys. Come on now. Do you talk to your pets in their language? I get down every day on all fours, and I growl, and I roll over, and I bark. And then am I the only one that crazy like that? Come on, admit it. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you a great gift. If you do it, 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. Sue, Todd, Pat, Sharon will get right to you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.